This program is a paid presentation for American Financial and Retirement Services, LLC, and is brought to you by American Financial and Retirement Services, LLC. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, host guest, and call-in listeners are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not represent the opinions of management of this station or Brazos Communications West, LLC, who bear no responsibility or liability for the program's content. The purpose of this radio program is intended to inform the public on financial planning issues and investment products for qualified individuals and investors. Many of the topics and opinions discussed may be of a personal nature, and some people may disagree with or find opinions expressed on this program objectionable. Before you invest, you should consult with financial advisors and review the program prospectus and its risks.
97 Gold presents Your Money with Fay Bagby. Sound advice to help your money grow. Now, here's Fay Bagby on 97 Gold.
Good morning.
Well, good morning, Faye. How are you?
I'm wonderful.
Yeah? You had some good stuff happen this week. Rain.
That's right. We've had rain. It's cooled off. We're going to be all right. It's homecoming this weekend for the grandchildren. That's going to be exciting. Football is here. You know that, don't you?
Oh, yes. Yes.
So everything is exciting. North Texas, West Texas. It doesn't matter where you are. It's football. It's volleyball. My gosh, I don't know how kids have time to go to school. I'm serious. Because we have practice or games every night. We have and then we don't even have time for karate right now. I mean, that's how big the kids are. So busy, it's ridiculous.
Wow. When I was in school, I said the same thing. I don't have time for school.
Yeah, and what did your parents say?
Tough. You're going to go.
That's right. It's tough. You better suck it up and let's do it.
Yeah. But, yeah, there's a lot of – it seems like there's more activities now than there were when we were in school. There's so much that's going on all the time.
I know. Well, and, you know, I wanted to bring this up first this morning. You know how we back the blue?
Uh-huh.
You know, police departments all over, you know, we're proud of them. We stand with them. And I had something I wanted to tell you about this morning. Highland Village has hired a new police officer. And I've got his story here, and I wanted to tell you about him this morning.
Cool. All right.
They interviewed him, and it said, "How long have you been on the force?" He said, "I arrived and was sworn in on Friday, July 21st, 23. The next question, "Why did you want to join the police department?" He said, "Are you kidding? Who wouldn't want to be a part of one of the safest cities in Texas?" This community and its support of law enforcement is amazing. The department members, city personnel, and the residents treat me just like I'm part of their family. I get to hang out with people who care about other people and the world we live in. He said, "We get to influence the younger population and impact the older ones." Oh, he said, "Did I mention that I get to ride in these really neat police vehicles? I wear some pretty neat vests and get nonstop love from everyone."
Wow.
"Okay, what's your favorite hobby?" "Well, top choice would have to be circling under everybody's desk, looking for anything that looks like it shouldn't be there that I can chew on. Tennis balls are at the top of my list, but blankets and other chew toys are pretty amazing." "Well, tell us about your family." He said, "That's a hard one, because although I played with my siblings as a pup, we were eventually separated, so my family is the one I'm with now, the Highland Village Police Department. Although I don't get to see them all every day, I know that after a couple of days, they come back just to see me. So many smiling faces to lick every day. I'm in doggy heaven." "What is your greatest accomplishment?" "Well, you asked, so I'll tell you. My greatest accomplishment so far is I've only had 2 accidents. I hear that if you're a police officer and have 3, you may not make it to final field training." "What do you most enjoy about serving?" "Right now, I'm still learning, but so look forward to getting out to the schools and community events to see all the smiling faces out there. Of course, the attention. What is your favorite memory or experience?" "Riding in the Chief's police cruiser out to 407 barbecue." "That's one of my favorite all-time deals." And there is a picture of him.
Oh, really?
And his name is Ollie.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, Ollie joined the police department. He looks like he's the happiest pup in the world.
Oh, that's fantastic. I wasn't quite sure where this was going when you started, but that's cute.
Isn't that cute? When I started reading it, I also thought the same thing. And I wasn't paying attention to the picture. And then when I got the gist of it, I said, this is too cute. I said, this is wonderful. And he made the paper. How about that?
Wow. That's fantastic.
Yeah, big picture of him.
His name is Ollie.
I love the deal. His name is Ollie. And he's joined the police department. And I imagine it really does help people if they're, nervous, they're spaced out, they've been in an accident or anything, and they have to come to the police department. There's Ollie to help you through it.
Yeah. Well, they say that dogs are very therapeutic, comforting. I don't know what the word is. But,
yes.
They help people through stuff like that.
I'm seeing more and more of this. Where that the dog is comforting people, he's doing his job. I know the other day, the police department was going to hire this dog, and he just didn't work. I guess he wasn't just right.
Really?
So they sent him over somewhere else, and he's just loving it. And there was a dog at a shelter this last week. He kept running off. They didn't know where he was going, and there was a nursing home just down the street, and he fell in love with him. He was slipping over there, going inside, and getting everybody hugs and kisses from everybody. And he's now taking up residence in the nursing home.
Oh.
Isn't that neat?
Wow. That's the best.
So it is the best. And it's comforting them, and it gives them something to get up and do every morning. They go out and they talk to him and love on him, and he's just in hog heaven.
Oh,
he's in puppy heaven over there.
I'm sure he loves the attention.
Oh, yeah, they said he did. They said there's somebody petting on him every minute, and he's lapping it up.
So, I have a feeling somebody is spoiled.
That's right. He is going to be very spoiled.
Yeah.
And I mean, everybody's got a treat for him.
Yeah.
So he's just going from person to person.
Wow. That is doggy heaven. Oh, my goodness. That would be great.
Yeah. And they said Ollie rides in the police car. He goes out with them to events. When they need to go and speak somewhere, he'll go with them. And so, he's a great support dog. For the police department.
Yeah, and I bet it's great for the community, too, because it gives them something to talk about and kind of, like, makes everybody kind of, like, because people are kind of standoffish sometimes, and I'm sure it kind of, like, loosens people up a little bit, and it's like, oh.
Oh, I think it does, too, because you see him and you relax.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Wow. So, that is great.
Yeah.
Go for
Ollie. That was our Yeah, Super Ollie, our story of the week.
Wow. This is Your Money with Faye Bagby. Your phone number is?
It's 877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330. Our website is AmericanFinancialMidland.com.
We all need an Ollie in our life.
We all need an Ollie, let me tell you.
Yeah,
I am always shocked at everybody's pets to get out. It's on next door every day. Somebody's pet's loose.
Oh.
And I love it. Everybody supports them. If they find the pet, they put them in their yard, their house, and they put it online immediately. I've got this pet. Here's a picture of him. Is it your dog?
Yeah.
And that is really great when they're protecting people's pets and taking them in till they find the owner. And usually within a day, the owner's calling saying, I saw my dog's picture. Tell me where you live. I'll come get him right away.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so that's really great that people take the dogs in and keep them and get them off the street because they don't want to get them ran over.
Yeah, it's nice that they're supportive and kind of reach out like a community. That's what people should do.
I love community spirit. I love to see people helping their neighbors, and they really do. And that's tells you that you're living in a good community.
Yeah.
If they're helping animals. People who do not help animals, I'd be a little leery of them.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's
I
like...
mean, I would be.
They have that thing where, you know, it's like if well, I don't remember how they say it, and I don't know if it's an official thing, but it's like if people who, you know, like when you get on a, I don't know, you get on an elevator, or you go into a store, or you go in to visit somebody at their house or whatever, if there's a dog there, the people that will, like, acknowledge the dog and like, pet them and talk to them, you pretty much know they're good people. And then there's others that will completely ignore the dog. And then it's like, oh, it's a reflection on you. That's what they say anyway.
That's right. Well, and, you know, sometimes I know there's people here in town have got a great day, and he's bigger than I am. You know, I'm shocked sometimes how big people's dogs are. There was one this week. The lady said she couldn't take it with her. Well, you know, people just—I mean—they said some nasty things immediately. Mm. And the dog weighed 170 pounds.
Oh wow!
His name was Truck. And I go, oh, my gosh. You know, he was as big as a truck.
Wow.
And then I see people with little tiny dogs.
Yeah.
So I'm always shocked at what fits each person.
Yeah. And the tiny ones, oftentimes they're dressed up in something, you know, like some kind of a dress or a shirt or maybe a bow in their hair or something like that. That's always funny.
It is. And what people spend on animals and pets, especially doggies,
oh,
is just an amazing thing. We're not in the right business. It's a billion-dollar business.
It's true.
I mean,
we spoil dogs more than we do some people.
That's exactly right, because they're more faithful.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
And they're less mean.
But, you know, changing the subject, I've had a lot of calls this week. People asking questions about annuities, about life settlements. I had a gentleman call this week that has an annuity with a company, and they're charging him 1%, and he's only making 2%. Now, does that sound very good to you?
Wow, really?
If you're only making 1%, I know what I would do. I would immediately change companies.
Yeah.
If I could. Because if you're only making 1%, the company's making the money and you're not making the money. It doesn't make any sense to me. Because I know when we talk about the different things we do, we talk about life settlements. We talk about annuities. You know, a life settlement makes 1% a month. So if it's 24 months, you make 24%. You know going in how much you're going to make. You know what the risk is going in. You know that it could go over. You know, we tell you all this stuff up front, but none of anything we've got is not making 1% a year.
Mm.
I mean, if you look at it, life settlements, they make very good money, and they're safe. It's with large life insurance companies that back these policies. So we know that's very low-key. We know it's not a big risky deal. It's not like the stock market. So I'm shocked when a guy comes to me and says, I have an annuity, and it's only making 2%, and they're taking 1.
Hmm.
Well, it doesn't take me much to figure that out.
Yeah.
The company's making the money, and you're not. Annuities make more than that. An annuity averages 10%.
Really?
Ours have for all these years.
See, now that's a big difference.
Yes, and the last 10 years, we've had 2 years that didn't make anything. Hmm. But the others, lots of years made a lot more than 10. There was times it made 20 and 30%. But the average is 10. And I went back 10 years, looked it up, what they were making. And now we come to right now, annuities have got all these huge bonuses. So, you know, whatever you put in that first year, you can take the 12% bonus plus whatever it makes, and every year for 7 years, if you put money in, you get another bonus. Or you can do it the other way. You can take the 20% bonus, you get an extra 4% when you start taking money out. On the fourth year, if you had to take all your money out, you could, if you've got that extra rider. Hmm. Now, that rider has a little fee. It's a 0.95 cents on your entire investment every year. Okay?
0.95 cents.
But every year that you put money in it, for 7 years, you're going to get 20%. You get a bonus of 20% every year that you put money in it for 7 years.
You know, I don't know if
so
it's...
either way it goes, it's a very, very good deal right now.
It may be a coincidence, I'm not sure, but it seems like I've seen more, like more of a push, like I've seen TV ads. I've heard seen ads like on like when I'm scrolling around like the internet and things like that. I've seen more and more ads for annuities in the last couple of weeks than I think I ever have in my entire life. And I don't know if it's just if I'm just like paying attention to them more. I don't remember ever seeing them.
No, I think there is. Everybody said that the stock market was way down last year. So nothing made a lot of money, and that includes annuities. So all the companies said, you know, we've got to get our annuity business up. We've got to make a good return for the people. And what can we do? And that's when they came up with all these new bonuses that will really jumpstart an annuity. So people that are doing annuities right now, they're jumpstarting it with all these bonuses. And the bonuses are different for each type of person. I've been doing the 12% bonus for the first year, and then if you put more money in, you get that. But then there's a lot of people, if they're putting a lot of money in every year, are going to do that 20% bonus. Even though there's a fee, you're getting a 20% every year, so that little 95 cents isn't going to hurt you a lot.
So just...
But it won't work, I don't think, if you're doing a one-time deal. If you're doing a one-time deal, you need to do the 12% bonus plus whatever you're going to make. But if you're putting significant money in every year, you need to go with that 20% because it's got a lot of benefits. I mean, you get an extra 4% on the total at the end. It's got a nursing home deal in it where you could take it all out if you had to go to a nursing home. At the fourth year, if you had to take your money out, you could. You wouldn't get your bonuses, but you could take all your money out with no penalty.
Really?
Yeah. So there's it's really a win-win, and right now the consumer is on top. The consumer is the one that's really going to do good on this.
Just to make sure that I understand, even if, just say, for whatever reason, the annuity itself doesn't make any money, you still earn the bonus return, right?
That's right.
Okay.
In other words, that first year, you probably are going to do pretty good. You're going to get the 12%, then you're going to get maybe 10%, maybe 4% extra besides the bonus.
Mm.
And then every year, if you're going to put money in every year, you're going to get that 12% every year for 7 years. Or take what it makes every year. So, you know, is it going to make between 1% and 10% at least every year?
That's fantastic.
I think it is too. It's time for people to really wake up and say, you know, I'm 60 years old, I'm 70 years old, I need to do some annuities and get out of the stock market. Because it's stock market returns, but remember, it can never go down because it's not in the stock market. And it's tax-deferred until you take it out. There's so many good things about it. It's tax-deferred. It's compound interest. I mean, what more could you ask for? If you've got compound interest, you're not paying taxes on it until you start taking it out. It's all tax-deferred, and it's with huge companies. That's the secret. Companies have been in business 100 years. They're worth $60 billion.
Wow.
I mean, that's about as safe as anything I could recommend. And then on top of that, you know, if you're 60, 70 years old, you may not take any money out for years. If you don't, the interest is accumulating and accumulating and accumulating. So when you start taking out, you can take money out of this thing the rest of your life.
Hmm.
Forever.
So really, between the interest, because with compound interest, you're basically making money upon money upon money. It just keeps multiplying.
That's exactly right. When it's compound, it's stacking it up.
Yeah, it's like a chia pet of money.
That's right. I mean, it's a great idea. It's a great way to make money. And the old annuities, I can remember them. They just paid a flat rate. You can still take the fixed rate. But and nowadays they make a flat rate. You can do a 3-year, a 5-year, a 7-year on just a flat rate. Or you can do a short index one. But I love the 10-year annuities. That's what I always recommend. Because if you're 60 years old, 70, you're going to want to start taking money out. And you can take income for years and years.
Yeah, it seems like annuities have always been a great option because, you know, they mirror the stock market, but they're not actually in the stock market. So, you know that, you know, there's no bottom. There is a bottom. You won't lose everything like you could in the stock market. You're somewhat protected.
And the interest locks in. Let's don't forget that. The interest locks in every year. The end of 12 months, whatever you've got coming, it locks in. It won't go backwards. You're not going to lose anything.
That's fantastic. You know, there's not a lot of options where you can find something like that.
I know it. And annuities have really come into their own. They're great. And a guy asked me yesterday, he said, well, who gets it when I die? Does the insurance company? I said, no, you have a beneficiary or maybe two beneficiaries. The beneficiary gets the money. The insurance company is not going to get your money when you die. I didn't even know anybody thought that. Huh. I was in shock to think that somebody thought that the insurance company was going to get their money.
I would have never guessed that either.
I know. I wouldn't even have thought about it. So you come, you put a lump sum in, and then you get your interest at the end of the year. You get your bonus up front. So it's a win-win situation on annuities. You can do a joint annuity. You can do an IRA annuity. You can do a Roth annuity. There's so many ways to do it.
These are all fixed. They're not variable.
They're not variable. If they were variable, it would go up and down, and you could lose money. A variable one has got – it's really in mutual funds. I mean, it's for real. That it's going to go up, it's going to go down. You can lose part of your principal.
But if
you do a fixed index annuity
– you're locked in.
You're locked in. Your money's locked up for you. The interest locks up once a year. You don't have to be a genius to do it. It'll do it all by itself every year. All you have to do is change it. If one thing isn't as good as another, change it around every year.
There's some people that will set up annuities for like their kids, like college funds or things like that, right? They'll set them up for other people.
That's right. And I have a lot of people that took them out for their grandchildren to go to college on, and it worked out. They took out 10% a year toward their college education as soon as they graduate high school. I've got one family that did 4, and, you know, a sizable amount, and it's worked. And now that they've grown and married, they still have money in their annuity that they can take out. So the grandparents did an excellent job, and lots of times they'll set it up for grandchildren, their own children, and get it out of their estate. Remember, you get this immediately when someone dies. There is no probate on annuities. It's not part of your probate of your estate. So that makes a big difference, too.
So
this is not going to be probated out. You can collect it immediately. Within 10 days, you ought to have your money.
Wow, that's fast.
It is fast. And I have a lot of people that have large estates, and they think it may take some time on their estates, so they put money in annuities where the children and grandchildren can get some money right away.
Well,
sometimes if you have a large estate, it may take some time.
Yeah. I'm still kind of thinking about, you know, it's a good question, but I didn't realize that people, you know, looked at – I guess when you're kind of like on the outside looking in and you've never really dealt with annuities before, I suppose there are a lot of really good questions. You know, I'm thinking about, you know, the person that was asking you the other day and, you know, wondering if the insurance company gets the thing when it pays that. And so I guess it's just kind of like, it's interesting. Should, and I don't know that there's a whole lot because it's not really a complicated process, but should we kind of walk through, like, step by step how an annuity works? Like from top to bottom?
Okay. When you come to us and you want to do an annuity, we're going to fill out the application. We're either going to put a check with it or we may do a transfer. If it's over here at a brokerage house, we're going to do a transfer and we fill out the transfer papers. We fill out the papers saying, okay, this is who you want your money to go to. This is how you want your money invested. And we talk to you about that. And then we're going to send the application in, and it's going to ask a lot of questions. How much do you make a month? How much do you owe? Because they want to be sure that you don't owe a lot of money and get in a bind. So they ask you all this. What are your assets? How much is in stock? How much money do you have in savings? How much do you have in your checking account? And we tell them all that, and they say, okay, approved. So once they issue that annuity, it's got all the things in it we just talked about. It's got the starting date. We know it's 10 years. You can just renew at the end of 10 years. In the end of 1 year, you can start taking money out. Now, let's say you don't need to. You just leave it alone. It'll grow just like it is. And then once a year, you're going to get a statement. And the statement says, okay, you made this much on this fund. You made this much in this. You made so much on your fixed rate. And this is how much we're going to credit you. So they credit you that to your account, and you can see it. It's on paper at the end of every year. So you know how much it's worth. And over the years, you know what the rate is growing at. So that you know everything about your annuity. And going in, you know what all you put it in, whether you put it in the S&P, the NASDAQ, BlackRock, Fidelity. You can change that every year. So that's the way an annuity works. And, you know, as I said, if you're 60, 65, 70, now would be a good time to do an annuity and get your money safe and get it fixed. So that's really how annuity works.
It sounds like there's very little involvement, like maintenance, that people have to do. You don't have to check in. You don't have to, because I know some people, you know, that are still in the stock market are still, you know, up in the middle of the night checking their portfolio. You don't have to do that with an annuity. You don't have to, you know, do things. You kind of like essentially check in once a year, pretty much. Is that?
That's exactly right. That's all you have to do, because once we set it up for that year, the investments are set for, and then at the end of the year, you can change them around, do whatever you want. You can change it every year or leave it. I have people that have just left it over the years. They thought we had it set pretty good, and they left it.
So you can literally set it and forget it.
That's right. You set it, forget it. Live your life knowing that your money's safe, that it's going to make money, and it's not. They're not going to take 1% out, and you make 1%.
Yeah,
I guarantee that part. And you don't have to have a 1% fee. You don't have to have any fees as you go along. You know, outside of what the annuity costs to maintain it. So it's up to you how you want to do it.
And people, if they're in an annuity and they see, you know, on the news the stock market went down, or they get an alert on their phone the stock market crashed or whatever, you're fine. You don't have to worry when you're in an annuity.
Because you're not ever directly in the stock market. You're in an investment that mirrors it. It goes side by side, but you're in an annuity. You're not in the stock market. We don't have a broker down there at the exchange buying and selling every day for you. So it's not going up and down.
I mean, this is great. You know, you're locked in at a rate. You don't have to worry about, you know, anything, you know, to do with the stock market. It's completely, you know, different. You've got the bonus structure built into this. So it almost seems like, you know, this is just a win-win. Is there any kind of risk? Is there any kind of, what's the other shoe to drop?
I don't know. I can't tell you because, you know, I've been doing annuities for 23 years. I have lots and lots of people that have annuities with us. We have millions in annuities. And I've never had anybody so far, knock on wood, I've never had anybody say, take me out of this annuity. I don't like my annuity. I've never had a person that wasn't happy with their annuities.
Huh.
Because over the years, it's going to make money. And everybody's taking money out, and they've still got money. And I've told that story many times about this widow that put this money with me, and she took money out every year. And then 2 years ago, I was looking at her portfolio. It's still worth as much as she started out.
Really?
And so it's made enough interest that we've never gotten into the principal.
Wow.
That's why you need that first year that you can't take money out. So this gives you a year to get that interest started.
So then let me ask you this, and this might be a loaded question. I don't know. And I don't want to create any kind of unnecessary urgency, but do we know how long these bonuses are going to be around for? Is this something?
I don't know, but I would say 30 days probably.
Okay.
So we've probably got 30 days. They might extend it. I don't know. But I know it's great. I know we're doing it, and I've really been busy, doing this for people. And, one gentleman had me go over it line by line on what he'd made the last 10 years. And I sent him a copy. And then I had my copy, and we went over it. And I've never had anybody do it that close. But we scrutinized it down to the last thing. And we looked at what he'd made the 2 years it didn't make any money. He looked, and it had made some really high returns some years. But overall, it was about 10%.
Wow.
That was the average, and we took an average. But we looked at it, and it showed what it had made the last 10 years. We did a study. We did a 6%, we did a 9, and a 5 to see if whatever it made the next 10 years, you know, what he was going to have in his account.
Hmm.
So it looked very promising. We did it. It looks good. I think he'll have a great return.
I know the example that you were given a minute ago about the lady who hasn't even touched the principal yet. Do you find that a lot with annuities that people?
Yes.
Okay.
Most of them, that's the way it works. As long as you're not taking out an excessive amount, it's going to work. That's why going in, they want to know how much you owe, that you've got money at home, that you're not going to have to suddenly have an emergency and take 50% of it out and incur a penalty. They don't want you to ever have a penalty. And remember, the penalties are dwindling every year. At the end of 10 years, you have no penalties. From there on, the next 10, there's no penalties. You could take it all out the next day.
Wow.
And some insurance companies you can't, by the way, because I've written business with them. And then we discovered, wait a minute, you've got to take out a payout. You can't take a lump sum out. And we like that option at the end of 10 years.
Boy, it seems like annuities may have kind of gone under the radar and maybe undervalued for a long time. And now all of a sudden there's this massive, resurgence of annuities and all these bonuses and all this interest and all this. Like, this is like the new thing, but they've actually been around for a very, very long time. It's just now these recent bonuses make them much more attractive for people to make
money. They are much more attractive. And then look at all the people that are doing life settlements. Hmm. We're one of the oldest companies in Texas doing life settlements. The others have went by the wayside. You have to learn as you go along and change everything you're doing. When we started out with life settlements, we bought some policies that they told us were great. They weren't great. They told us that old people are going to die. Let me tell you something. We love old people, but they're not going to die. They're going to outlive me, you, and everybody else in town.
No, that's the truth.
They're not sick. They're just old. And we've still got two of those policies, by the way. And we've learned. We've learned that you've got to have low premiums to make this work. It's got to be short term and stick with what we know. We know cancer. These policies that we buy, they're short term, 30 to 36 months. Some of them are 12 months, 18 months. But they all have terminal cancer, and we know it's a matter of time. So when we buy a life settlement policy, if it's 24 months, as I said, you're going to make 24%. If it's 12 months, you're probably going to make 16 or 18. So the return is really good. It's a safe investment. It's conservative as heck because we're buying policies on people that we know are terminal. We know the life insurance companies that hold the paper. You know, they have to be A-plus rated. They have to be strong. And, you know, we try not to do any B paper. The only one we've ever done that's B is Genworth, and they're worth a couple billion. So we figure that's okay. But the policies we've done, we have returned $200 million
Whoa.
To our clients.
Wow.
Since we started.
$200 million. Good Lord. That's a lot of money.
At this time, we've got 147 policies.
Oh, wow. That's...
Our clients have got about $17 million in the bank ready to go.
Right now.
Right now. And we've had the TAN policy come in, matured. It was $2 million. We've got another policy. It's $400,000. We've got two more policies out right now. Oh, and we had a little policy come in, $150,000. There was only two people in it. So, you know, we're getting maturities. People are making money. They're turning their money over. You know, it's a great investment. It's very conservative. It doesn't matter how young or how old you are, it'll work. Because all we do, we buy the policy and we put it at Nevada Trust. They're the trustee. They handle your money, my money. They pay the premiums. We escrow premiums on every policy we buy. We escrow it an extra 12 months to protect everybody. And then when these people pass away, Nevada Trust steps in again, and they get the death certificate. They put the money in the bank, and then we tell them who it goes to. We send them a spreadsheet and say, this person, this person, this person, this is how much they get. Here's the extra interest. And we always get extra interest when someone dies because they pay us interest from the time that we find out about the death. So, you know, we get extra interest. On the TAN policy, that $2 million one, we got an extra $250,000.
That's fantastic. That's a big deal.
In addition to what they wrote.
Wow.
I mean, that's a highlight of my year, frankly.
Yeah, no doubt. So let me ask you this. So you had said for an annuity, a target investor would be someone in their 60s-ish. What would a target investor look like for a typical investor for a life settlement?
Most of them are 50 to 67, 70. Hmm. And then I've got some people that are in their 70s, and they're starting to back off and go into annuities.
Really?
But the people 50 and 60, 65, they're still doing life settlements.
Hmm.
But our other people are getting ready to retire, and they're going to go to annuities.
Is there a reason?
We've moved several hundred thousand in the last month for people into annuities.
Wow. That's a lot.
Yes. So even though they're still working at 73, they want to get their money set and ready for retirement. So the ones that are getting ready to retire, they're going to annuities.
So,
and we're just making a transfer or writing a check and getting an annuity issued.
Is it that, and I'm trying to paint kind of like the overall landscape. So if people are trying to like plan their investment career, maybe a typical trajectory might look like life settlements first, build up your wealth, and then move things over to an annuity and just kind of like let it just ride out. Is that about
That's right.
Okay.
And it's great for retirement. It's going to be different when a lot of my people do not want to end up in the stock market when they retire. They're trying to take it out now. I've got one guy that's with Oxy Petroleum. He's going to move money now before he retires and get it started. And so a lot of the big oil companies, they're taking their money out now before retirement to get it started.
Okay. All right. So it really kind of just depends on what people's goals are, how much of a return they want, how aggressive they want to be with their investments, what stage they're in. It just kind of, every person's a little bit different, but we kind of like to lay out, I think you've done a good job of laying out like the overall basically strategy, I guess, for investments, no matter where they are in life. So there's a ton of options.
Yeah, pardon me, but a lot of people are selling their businesses. We didn't cover that.
Yeah,
the people that are selling their businesses, they're wanting to put it in something safe because they're fixing to retire. And I've got several people that own businesses that are bringing their money over and putting that, again, they're older, they're putting it in annuities.
Okay. Are there people that do both, or do people usually do
one or the
other?
Yes, I have a lot of people that do both if they're younger.
Okay.
But the people in their 70s, they're going to go to annuities, looks like.
All right.
I think this is a change of direction because we haven't had this happen before. But, yes, I have people that are doing that now. And another reason they're doing annuities, let's say your brain gets soft and pudgy. If you're in an annuity, you're okay. You don't have to make decisions. You don't have to be the smartest guy on the block or the smartest lady on the block to do an annuity. Once you've got it done, you're okay. Your principal's guaranteed. The interest is locked in automatically. So you don't have to, you know, get up and call every day and see about it. You don't have to make decisions every day. So that helps a lot.
This is Your Money with Faye Bagby. Your phone number is?
It's 877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330. Our website is AmericanFinancialMidland.com.
And every Saturday around this time, we take a break. We get into trivia. So what is our topic today?
Moms, it's homecoming.
Yes.
How can you tell it's homecoming? Football's here. That's how you can tell. And moms are a big business. Did you know that?
Yeah.
What do you think it costs for moms for homecoming?
Oh, my God. I'm not even going to guess. I don't even know.
Okay, it's $200 to $800.
All right, I would not have guessed that, but wow.
Okay. I mean, it is high. But I've got a story about a lady. That's really interesting. She lives in Denton, Texas. She got her degree in cybersecurity.
Oh.
So now you know she's smart, right?
Yeah.
If you can get a degree in cybersecurity, you're not just a laid-back person. But anyway, she got her degree. She was managing all these engineers. She was 23 years old. And she was driving back from a meeting, and she heard them talking about moms. And she said, well, you know, as a girl, my mother taught me how to make mums. We did mums, and I really liked it. I enjoyed it. And she said, you know, that's something I think I could do. So she talked to herself, and she said, you know, I think I'm going to do that. So she started doing it at night. And, of course, she wasn't making a lot of money. It was 2002. And she was just buying supplies and making a few mums and everything. But she found out it was hard to make money because you couldn't buy it in bulk. You know, you couldn't do it. And so she became obsessed with learning how to do this. She got on the Internet. There wasn't a lot out there in 2002. And so she was looking for suppliers, trying to find out about the market. She was networking. Information was very scarce, but she saw the opportunity. She said, I've got crafting experience. I've got computer expertise. She said, I think I can do it. Her first year, she only sold two mums. So, as you know, she didn't make any money. And so it became less a hobby and a bona fide side hustle. Today, DK Florist, Her company produces 30 to 35 mums every year. She said it takes 24 hours to make one.
Really?
Yes. And she said maybe it's because she manages a team of engineers or because she's a self-described leader, but it grew very successfully. And she was talking to other people, and she said, I need supplies. And they ended up trading items and talking about the business and how to create a network. And the first thing you know, that's when Mums Incorporated was born. She started as a little Facebook group in 2012. It started getting bigger. They started buying supplies together, and their cost went down. The members started growing, and she started marketing. So she started hosting events and leading people in person and virtual classes. And people from Oklahoma, New Mexico, Florida, they joined her group of Mums Incorporated. And a lady over here, McLaughlin, from Waco and Temple, she said she was making them for friends and family as a hobby. She said, I love the pageantry. I love Texas. But she said, I wasn't making any money. And Clark saw her work and said, I think you could do good if you join us. So the lady joined him, and it became more than a hobby. She said, I was just barely breaking even. She said, now I have a profitable business.
Wow.
And all these people are skilled artisans and passing down all this. And now they said they can give money for their children, their grandchildren. She said, we aren't just a bunch of women. We're bona fide business women. So they've shared all these techniques. They're buying everything in mass amounts, and they've taken pride in this Mums Incorporated. How many people do you know that 23 years old would go out here and say, you know, I remember as a kid I was doing Mums, and went back to basics and started doing it at night and has created a heck of a business. She's been doing it now 20 years.
Wow. That is fantastic.
20 years. Yeah, and it grew little by little, and then when she got all these other women to join her, they can buy supplies in huge amounts. You know, they can buy ribbon in car loads, and it's finally a profitable business for all these women across Texas, New Mexico, Florida, because they're doing it together.
Wow. And that's part of it, is the fact that they do it together.
That's the whole thing. And they said, we're better together than individually.
Yeah.
And this lady, I couldn't believe it. Cybersecurity and her passion and her love is making Mums.
Wow.
It's
an odd career change. But I guess when you follow your passion, you can't go wrong, ever.
That's right. And, you know, they always told me, start with something you know how to do, something that you don't have somebody to have to teach you. It comes natural.
Yeah.
And all these women, once they got together, you know, they could buy it in huge amounts. They finally turned the corner and made a profit, and they've been making a profit ever since. It just, they had to have a large group to buy supplies. They all knew how to do it. Their mothers and grandmothers had done it.
Yeah.
You know, because it's a Texas tradition, Mums and football.
Yeah, it is.
And it amazes me, the cost, of course, $200 to $800.
Good Lord. I can't believe back in 2002, she sold two?
You know, she sold two, but she didn't give up. That's the main thing.
I know
she
it.
She didn't give up.
Wow.
A lot of people said, oh, heck, I can't do that.
Yeah.
You know, it's not going to be a success. I better just stick with engineering. But, you know, she runs a whole group of men.
Wow.
She's a very smart lady, very talented. She just wasn't putting her talents to work.
Mm.
And once she put her talent out there, and after she got past those two that first year, I mean, a lot of people would have given up, right?
Yeah, that's a sign from the universe. I don't need to do this.
That's right. Said, I can't do that. Cry a little bit and go home.
Yeah.
But she didn't do that. She's a tough girl. And she went back and said, okay, you know, I just did two. What's wrong?
Yeah.
But she made it start growing and growing. And everybody knows her now. They know her product. And you've got to put your orders in early.
Yeah. And it sounds like things kind of turned around in 2012, like when she did the Facebook group and kind of brought in more resources and kind of got everybody sort of, I guess, like you say, doing it together.
And she started teaching classes on the internet.
Yeah.
And that really helped. She started teaching, you know, how to get your supplies, how to do all this, how to join. And once they joined her group, and it's only $35 a year, it really paid off because all these women now, their cost is just almost negligent now. They've got that thing down now where they've got a nice profit. And like Ms. McClutchin from Waco and Colleen said, now it's a profitable business. You know, before she was struggling. She said she wasn't even getting by hardly.
Yeah.
And it wasn't hardly worth to build them. But she was building them for grandchildren, for, you know, other people's children. And now they're all well known. Isn't
wow.
that a great deal?
That is fantastic. Boy, that's inspiring. I love to hear when people start, you know, just from the ground up with absolutely nothing except, you know, passion. And then they just kind of like build. And then when something doesn't go well or it fails or it doesn't take off like they should, they learn something, they change, they pivot, they adjust, and then they relaunch, and then they just keep going from there. It's very, very inspiring. Really, really cool.
Well, and what I love is once they got together and she started teaching classes and teaching them how to buy and how to do all this, they hung in there and they saw it would work. And all these women said, well, you know, that's the way to do it.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. And she has inspired a lot of people over 20 years, let me tell you.
No doubt. And she was, what, 23 when she started this?
23 years old, was driving back from a conference at night, had the radio on, and heard them talking about mums. And she said, I could do that. I did that as a girl. My mother taught me.
Wow. Inspirational just hits you in the face from the weirdest places, I'm telling you.
It does. I mean, who would have thought you'd be driving down the road 23 and say, well, you know, I could do that. I mean, it's just real simple.
And then to do it, you know, you think about it for 5 or 10 minutes and you think, oh, this would be really great. And then you start talking yourself out of it. And it's like, nah, that'll never work.
Yeah, and you say, oh, that's too hard.
Yeah.
I hate it when people tell me, that's too hard. I can't do that.
Yeah. Yeah. It's too hard. It's not, it takes too much time. I don't know how. Yeah. Oh, there's all kind of excuses. But boy, when you persevere.
And people give up lots of times before they even get started.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the truth.
But she didn't let anything bother the fact that she only sold two. She just kept going. You know, I can do this, I know. And she said it was growing every year, you know, growing and growing. And then she came up with the idea of incorporating it, Mums Incorporated, where all the women could help, where all of them could do this all over Texas. And then pretty soon they had people sign up to get supplies through them. From New Mexico, Florida, Oklahoma, everywhere. So the women united and made this work. And I think it's just a great story.
It's so fantastic. That's really, really great. This is Your Money with Faye Bagby. Your phone number is?
It's 877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330. Our website. It's AmericanFinancialMidland.com.
You know, I saw something the other day. I was reading some article. I don't know if it was in Forbes or what it was, but one of the things they were saying that one of the most profitable business sectors is information, knowledge, teaching people something. It's great business. And so I just love when people, you know, teach people stuff or, you know, empower people to, you know, to do whatever. And so it's really, really cool. And here, what is she, 20 something years later and going stronger than
ever? Yeah, 20 something years later, it's going great. There's a picture of her this month. So, you know, we know she's a success. And, you know, shows a picture of the mums that she's created. And it's just a fabulous story about women empowerment and what you can do if you just set your head to it and don't moan about, you know, I can't do it.
Moan.
I love positive attitude. I love somebody tell me, I can do that. Yes, I can do that.
Isn't that great?
You know, I used to interview people to work for us, and I'd find out these people, I thought, well, that's too hard.
Oh.
I couldn't do that. And I just go, oh, my gosh, if it's too hard, why are you here? It's
yeah.
just too hard. Oh, my gosh.
those are who we refer to as the Eeyore people.
That's right. Wow. They don't really want to work. What they want to do is come and talk to you and go home and get back in bed. That's my theory.
Oh, that's a great theory. Oh, wow. Okay, so for, let's see, annuities, there's pretty much no risks, no downside. With life settlement, though, there is two big risks that you like to cover. So what is the first one?
The big risk is if it goes over, you have to pay premiums. That's why you must be accredited to do this. Now, to be accredited, you must make either $200,000 a year or you must be worth $1 million, and that's without your home. The minimum investment is $100,000. So if you have $100,000 available, you can start. As I said, you must be accredited. I have people call every week. 99% of the people call are accredited. I've had one guy call who wasn't accredited in the last week. But usually everybody's accredited. When I say, okay, let's go over your assets, they add them up, they know they're accredited, or else they make more than $200,000 a year, or at least $200,000. So that is the biggest risk. It could go over. You would have to pay premiums. They're not that high, but you need to know it. The second risk is, remember, it is not liquid till it matures each time. So until we get the money back in your account, it's not liquid. Everybody needs to know that. So that's your two risks with that. So that you need to know. The money is always at Nevada Trust. You must open an account at Nevada Trust. It's not with us. It's with the bank. So that is the safety feature of everything we do. And then on annuities, the safety feature is it goes direct to the life insurance company. It doesn't come to us. You know, checks are never written to us on either account. And we're insured. We're bonded. But we still do it a certain way. We have every protection we can think of for our clients. So the money goes to either Nevada Trust, if it's a life settlement. If it's annuity, it goes direct to the insurance company.
There's no accreditation or there's no qualifications. There are, but they're not quite as strict for an annuity, right?
No, annuities are not that strict. They just make sure that your debt is not bigger than your income. You have to have money in savings or in your checking account in addition to your investment. They always want to make sure you have emergency money. And we do that even with life settlements. When we're going over everything with a person, we say, okay, now you do have more money than just this. Oh, yeah, yeah, okay. We always make sure everybody has to have emergency money. I don't care who you are. Anybody that would take every dime you've got and not leave money is doing you a terrible disservice.
Yeah. And it's not only regulations, but it's also to protect themselves. So there's all these things that are in place to make sure that people don't take their last $50 and then, you know, next week they're going to need it or something like that.
That's right. That's why on annuities, we require $100,000. Years ago, we did some small ones, and those people really couldn't afford an annuity. They needed the money back, and so we just don't do it. We do it with people that we know can successfully do this and that they have enough money that it's not their last dollar on earth.
Cool. All right. So then for people who want either to get some more information or to if they're just ready to get started either way with annuities or life settlements, you have availability to talk to some people this coming week, I would assume.
That's right. We will be busy all week. We'll be doing annuities. We'll be setting up life settlement accounts for people, depending on which way they're going to go. If they're selling a business, if they're retiring, if they want to get the money out of the market before they retire, or if they just have extra money, Or let's say they have got cash in their account with us at Nevada Trust, and they want to take some of that cash out and do an annuity. We can do it. We just simply transfer it over to an annuity.
Cool. All right, and then finally, one last time for people to call, make an appointment, what is your phone number?
It's 877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330. Our website is AmericanFinancialMidland.com.
You've been listening to Your Money with Fay Bagby, sound advice to help your money grow. Listen for Your Money with Fay Bagby every Saturday morning at 10 here on 97 Gold. This program has been a paid presentation for American Financial and Retirement Services, LLC, and has been brought to you by American Financial and Retirement Services, LLC. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, host guest, and call-in listeners are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not represent the opinions of management of this station or Brazos Communications West, LLC, who bear no responsibility or liability for the program's content. The purpose of this radio program is intended to inform the public on financial planning issues and investment products for qualified individuals and investors. Many of the topics and opinions discussed may be of a personal nature, and some people may disagree with or find opinions expressed on this program objectionable. Before you invest, you should consult with financial advisors and review the program prospectus and its risks.